Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Sometimes the ways of the Lord are clear as crystal. And the pieces of the puzzle all seem to fit together. The things going on around you make sense. At other times, the Lord's ways are about as clear to us as mud. As he says through the prophet Isaiah, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." What do you do in times like that when the way ahead seems fuzzy or dim? We learn that from today's gospel, both from the disciples of Jesus and from the blind beggar, all of whom had trouble seeing at first. The pattern we're taught from their example is pretty basic, pretty simple. Listen, believe, wait, pray, and follow. As Jesus made his way from Judea to Jerusalem for his final Passover, he began to spell out for his 12 apostles what was about to happen. "See, we are going up to Jerusalem, and all the things that were written through the prophets concerning the Son of Man will be fulfilled. For he will be delivered to the Gentiles, he will be mocked and mistreated and spit upon, and they will scourge him and put him to death, and on the third day he will rise again." Now, for his part, Jesus saw everything clearly. He knew exactly who he was, the Christ, true God and true man. He knew where he had come from God the Father, and he knew exactly why he had come, as it says in John 3, that the world through him might be saved. Saved from sin and from death and from the power of the devil. He even saw clearly the path to get there, both because he was the author of the plan and because it had been revealed, although somewhat obscurely, in the Old Testament scriptures. The Christ would go to Jerusalem at the Passover and allow himself to be betrayed by his own friend, by his own people. He would be arrested, falsely accused, condemned, tortured, and killed. He would do this willingly in order to be the atonement for the sins of the world. And then he would rise from the dead on the third day, ascend into heaven, and work by his Spirit with the preachers whom he would send out into the world to bring men to repentance and faith for the forgiveness of sins. Now, while Christ didn't reveal every bit of that plan to his 12 apostles just yet, he was very direct with them at this time about his imminent suffering, death, and resurrection. Jesus shined the light on the path ahead, but they were like blind men who can't see even in the light. We're told that they understood none of these things. This saying was hidden from them. Well, how can that be? Because when it comes to the ways and the things of God, only the Spirit of God can truly enlighten the mind. And sometimes he has a reason for keeping even the faithful in the dark about certain things. In the case of the apostles, it wouldn't work the way it was supposed to work if they had perfect understanding of Jesus' crucifixion and resurrection before the fact. They had to be kept in the dark for a little while longer, for their own sake, for our sake, but even for Jesus' sake, so that he could suffer more. As you probably know, it lessens a person's suffering to share it with friends, with those who can understand and sympathize. On the other hand, it increases a person's suffering to go through it all alone without the understanding of friends or family. And Jesus had to suffer alone. What did they do when they didn't fully understand? Well, first, they kept listening. Then, even though they didn't understand, they believed in Jesus because they knew at least the most important thing about him, that he was the Christ, the Son of the living God, and that he had never lied to them and never would. And then they waited. They didn't walk away from Jesus in their darkness, in their lack of understanding. Instead, they followed, waiting for the details to be made clear along the way. And in a matter of weeks, it would become absolutely clear to them. So, search the Scriptures and listen to God's Word if the path ahead seems blurry or dim. Sometimes the answers are staring you in the face in the Bible itself. Believe what you read and hear from God's Word. And wait for the Spirit's enlightenment. Pray for the Spirit's enlightenment, but also be satisfied with what the Spirit gives and keep following Jesus as the apostles did, whether you see clearly at the moment or not. The Lord has His reasons for not making everything clear to you now. Not that He has hidden His plan or His work from you. He has revealed more than enough of it in Holy Scripture to bring you to trust in Him and to preserve you in the faith. But you may not always get it. Sometimes He needs you to go along with Him, even to follow Him blindly for a while without understanding why the things are happening that are happening. You already know and understand far more than Jesus' apostles did at this point in their following of Jesus. You know the love of the Lord Jesus better than they did. You know how far He went to become the sacrifice of atonement, how much He suffered, how willingly He suffered it. You know how He would fulfill His promise to build His church throughout the world. You know that He did rise from the dead. If you confess Him as Lord, as the apostles did, then listen. Wait, believe, pray, and follow. Everything was eventually revealed to the apostles in the Lord's good time. So go along with the story now as it unfolds. Follow along with Jesus. You won't be disappointed either. Then in our gospel, we encounter a blind man. Actually, Matthew tells us there were two blind men, but they believed as one and called out to Jesus as one. Mark reveals the name of one of them to us, Bartimaeus, or the son of Timaeus. The fact that his name is known probably means that he became a rather famous disciple, a famous Christian in the years that followed. But at this time, he had no physical sight. He was reduced to begging by his blindness, and the Lord hadn't revealed to him why it had to be this way for him. For that answer, he had had to wait, perhaps a very long time. But Bartimaeus' physical blindness and his blindness to the Lord's plan didn't hinder him one bit from listening to the word about Jesus or from being enlightened by the Holy Spirit and brought to faith. As soon as he hears that Jesus is passing by, he cries out to him, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." His prayer shows that he had been listening to the Old Testament scriptures about the coming of the Son of David, the Christ, listening to the reports about Jesus, both his identity and his power and mercy on those who sought it from him. He listened, and by the Holy Spirit's internal enlightenment, he believed. Then he waited until he had the opportunity to cry out to Jesus. And then he prayed to Jesus directly, "Lord, I want to receive my sight." And what happened? Well, Jesus said, "Receive your sight. Your faith has saved you." Jesus granted his request freely, willingly, gladly. Not only that, but he praised Bartimaeus's faith as that which led to his healing. Not because faith itself has any power to heal, but because faith is what brought him to Jesus. It's the only thing that ever brings a person to Jesus, who had the power to heal. The blind man's eyes were opened, enlightened, just as his mind had already been opened or enlightened by the Holy Spirit. And then what? It says he followed Jesus, glorifying him. It's really the same lesson with him as it was with the apostles. If you confess Jesus as Lord and Christ, the Son of David, as the apostles did, as the blind beggar did, then listen, believe, wait, pray, and follow. You don't have to understand everything now. Go along with the story as it unfolds. Follow along with Jesus. Do the things that he has given you to do, the things you do know, because his word has clearly revealed those things. Listen, believe, wait, pray, and follow. You won't be disappointed in the end. There will be a cross, but there will also be a resurrection and a glorious future in God's kingdom. So listen to the word of Christ and believe in him who willingly and intentionally suffered and died for you, whether or not you fully understand. Wait for the Lord to act and to reveal things in his time. Pray for the Spirit's enlightenment and for the Lord's strength as you wait. And as you listen, believe, wait, and pray, also keep following the Lord Christ wherever he goes, wherever he leads, knowing that your shepherd will never lead you astray. His path is the path of the cross. But if we suffer with him in shame, we will also reign with him in glory. That is the Holy Spirit's enlightenment in today's gospel. Amen. Please stand. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen.